Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
The Bulls' Lonzo Ball will have surgery to have cartilage replaced in his left knee, his third surgery in 14 months on that knee. He can miss all of next season.
Yeah, it's not good. It is not good. And when we talked about Lonzo Ball last week, and when they floated the idea of another procedure, what are we talking about? I said, I hope this isn't just exploratory. I hope they found something, or at this point, they think they know.
They have a plan, and they're going in with repair on the mind instead of going in there and saying, well, what is it that's keeping him from running and jumping?
And they can say, here's what's causing this pain. Here's why his knee hurts. And I'm not sure if that's even where we are right now, because this is what was described to me as a literal salvage operation.
Okay.
And the sports orthopedist who I consulted does still currently work in professional basketball and has worked with Major League Baseball teams, very experienced. And what this doctor wrote was, this operation has a very low probability of return to play at previous level, if at all. To be honest, this might be more for pain control and quality of life considerations at this point, not return to NBA considerations. Now, he said that the transplant of cartilaginous tissue, there is articular cartilage. That's what is on the end of the bone. That's not the meniscus. That's the actual, that's attached to the bone on either end. It can be the tibial head. It can be the femoral head. There's that cartilage. The menisci are the discs that are in between that sit on the two little knobs there. There have been some meniscal transplants, but the effectiveness has been spotty at best. I don't think there's ever been a professional basketball player who has returned to play from something like this. To have a cartilage transplant done and then return to play NBA basketball. So this is, it's experimental.
Yeah, it's experimental. What I will say is, There are definitely some people who have kind of taken the meatball take. I've seen a couple pop up on Twitch when we said we were going to discuss this. For the most part, considering the way that the season has gone for the Bulls and a lot of people checking out on the Bulls, people have tried to look at this in a very humane way of, this isn't a guy who doesn't want to play. Like, this isn't a guy who has to be, what, 100%er. This is a guy that's struggling to figure out what's wrong and can't get it right, can't run or jump without significant pain. And the willingness to go back under the knife, or probably a scope, right? Like, is this a full...
For a transplant, I don't know exactly. I don't know if it's scope only. It can't be.
They got to open it up.
Yeah, you got to go in there.
To be willing to go under the knife and have a third surgery.
I don't know. Maybe there's a minimally invasive transplant now that is being pioneered. I don't know.
It's been a long time since I had my knee scoped, and it was a cartilage removal, which is a little bit easier than a cartilage replacement. But that's what, 3 surgeries in 14 months, right? He gets injured in January of 2022, and now this will be his 3rd surgery in 14 months. That's a lot. And if we are at the place where it is just quality of life that we're talking about, I want him to be well. This has got to be terrifying for him, where you think that your whole life is set. You've got the next 10 years of your life set. And to have the thing that you love the most be taken away from you in a way like this, where you then spend over a year just being confused. Like, the surgery first surgery supposedly went well. Second surgery supposedly went well. Doc, why does my knee still hurt? We don't know. And no amount of imaging that we've done is giving us a better picture on why you feel this way. Whether there is the nerve damage aspect of it, which is still a part of orthopedic surgery that is like the Wild West, like the frontier. Like, people don't really know.
No, and also it's hard for me to understand some of the medical data that's been available on some of these things. No, and you got to go to med school to know some of this. But an allograft means they're taking cartilage from somewhere else in your body.
Right.
So you've got that recovery as well. And excuse me, an allograft is not. An allograft is from outside. An autograft would be taking your own. An allograft, it would be
cadaver.
So then you're usually on, you know, trying to make sure your body isn't rejecting.
Right. Now there's an opportunity for infection and
sure. All
sorts of other stuff.
So there are a couple of tweets here from our guy, Mark Deeks, who writes NBA in England for Forbes and other publications. And what he tweeted was, a non-exhaustive Google search for NBA players to have had knee cartilage transplants reveals one result. Jordan Adams in the summer of 2016. He never played in the NBA again after his operation.
Yep.
After 2 years away, he was able to put together a career in South America, and he found a study called Return to Play Among Elite Basketball Players After Osteochondral Allograft Transportation of Full-Thickness Cartilage Lesions. And they've got the stats here within the data of those who returned, and then the actual statistical analysis of their performance upon return. And at best, you can return as a lesser version of yourself.
Dan, because there are people texting in, and we did this segment a little bit last Thursday. Can you explain to people the business ramifications for this and the salary cap relief aspect for the Bulls?
Yeah, there's a lot of language in the CBA, and we read everything, but they're not there yet, is the bottom line. Like, they're going to give him a chance to try to recover from this and keep the carrot out there for him. So 2 years is probably what you're looking at here before they even begin to invoke some of that stuff. It's 1 year for full recovery, and then maybe another entire calendar year to try to ramp up again.
So let's, the surgery was today, or is today, or did they say soon? So let's call it April, okay? Let's say that Lonzo has this surgery April 1st. The recovery time on something like this has got to be 6 to 8 months. So then you're close to 2 years from when he initially got injured. I don't know if the Bulls would even think about that part of this until then, until they get a report saying he's never going to play basketball again. Then you can start the process of salary cap relief, because I think that he's going to get all of his money. It's just a matter of that money not costing against your cap and for the luxury tax. So,
well, there's also the issue of the fact that he had a series of knee issues. And even before the Bulls made the move to get him,
he missed a lot of games.
He missed a lot of games. And even were he able to somehow defy the odds and return from an experimental surgery and be the only person ever who's been able to return, it doesn't necessarily mean that his body is cut out for this job.
Right.
And this is what the doctor said. He said, as I tell my patients, life is 95% genetics and 5% what you do to yourself.
That's really interesting.
He said, this is super unlucky for Lonzo.
Yeah.
And some people are just made of different stuff than other people.
Right. Like you see 20 years of LeBron James pretty much being indestructible. Although the last couple of years you go, okay, well, this is
age gets everybody.
And that's the thing. Like athletes tend to dismiss it. And this is not the case with Lonzo, but athletes tend to dismiss the idea of getting older. Oh, it's just another. It's not your skills even diminishing as much as it is your body's going to break down. Like even superhumans, for the most part, their bodies break down. Think about all the stuff that just a regular person that's in their late 30s, early 40s is dealing with. And all of just like the little stuff where like, I slept wrong. And all of a sudden I've got neck pain all day. Or I walked up the stairs too fast. Or I sneezed.
Yeah, that's why, look at this. When you start thinking about Lonzo Ball and a procedure like this, this is not a... They want to keep the door open and keep him motivated.
100%.
And that's why the phrase they use is a path to return, just like they did for Jay Williams. They knew Jay Williams was never going to play again.
Yeah.
The guy got ripped in half like a wishbone.
He did.
And the fact that he can have a relatively normal life is a huge medical victory. And it may just be in this case that they want Lonzo Ball to be able to walk and exercise and live without pain. And have a relatively normal life.
Right. Or, I mean, look, you owe a responsibility. I mean, he got hurt on the job. Like, he, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
he'll get his money. Don't worry about it. He's going to get paid.
But I mean,
and the Bulls eventually might find some relief when that time comes.
But I mean, even just from he was on your team. So it is incumbent upon you as the team in the league to explore every possible way that he can not just try to get back, but feel better. That ends up being the goal. So we'll see where things stand. But I appreciate that for the most part, and again, there are some outliers out there. For the most part, people are looking at this in a very humane way.
You have to.
I think so. I think you have to look at this and say, you have to look and go, this is too bad. This really stinks for this young man. That he is now staring down the mortality of his career in the face. And for anyone who's ever had a surgery, you know what it's like and you know what you feel like, no matter what body part you had that surgery on. 3 in 14 months is what we're talking about with Lonzo and not having an answer. This isn't like a series of surgeries where you know what the outcome is going to be and things have been better each time. This is, I thought I was going to be better. I'm not better. The things that must be doing to his mind are incalculable.
And now this is they're trying to salvage something with a relatively risky, somewhat for an NBA player, something that could be considered bordering on experimental when it comes to what he's going to be able to do. So that's just the reality of it right now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.